Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director, Linda DiMarino. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
So glad to be here again, Emily.
You're welcome. Let's remind folks what Main Street Truth or Consequences is.
Main Street Truth or Consequences is a downtown grassroots revitalization effort. Just like in Las Cruces, they have the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. That's their Main Street program. And there are communities all over New Mexico that have Main Street programs. I think at this point there are about 30 of them. So our organization focuses on truth or consequences in the downtown historic Hot Springs area. We have a mission that is to preserve and enhance historic downtown truth or consequences. Our vision is really to create a vibrant downtown that has, you know, both retail opportunities for the artists, and it would be a place that the community would really consider the heart of the community.
And what's happening this year with Main Street Truth or Consequences?
Well, one of the exciting things is that we are celebrating 10 years as the Main Street organization in TRC. And so tentatively scheduled on March 6th is our anniversary party. We're looking forward to celebrating with the community members and our volunteers and local businesses the accomplishments that we have all made over those 10 years.
And where is this going to be held?
This will be held at the Spaceport Visitor Center on South Foch Street. It's right in the downtown. That building has our Geronimo Trail Scenic Byway Visitor Center as well as the Spaceport Visitor Center, so it will be held there. We are in the planning stages right now, so there will be more available information coming soon on our Facebook page, Main Street Truth or Consequences.
And also, you can find out more monthly events in Sierra County at GoSierraCounty.com. What's happening in Sierra County end of February and March?
So one of the exciting things, Elephant Butte Lake State Park has started some new programming, and it's called the Free Lecture Series. It is open to the public. They are going to have these lectures every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Richard Cooper Training Center. You just go to the gate at Elephant Butte Lake State Park, let them know that you're there for the lecture. They'll point you in the right direction, and they'll let you in for free. Coming up March 4th, and that's Lauren Tierney. Her program is called Botany, Nature Supermarket. She's going to identify the plants of our area, as well as tell how they were used by Native people, and in some cases still are. And then rounding out the lecture series is Josh Frankel, who's presenting on March 18th, and it's called Geology in Hot Springs, Rocks and Hot Water. He's going to tell about the geology of Sierra County and how it has affected and created the hot springs that we all love.
Well, Elephant Butte State Park is part of the New Mexico State Park series, so they can go to their website to find out more information as well.
They can do that, or they can also call 575-744-5923.
Let's go back to truth or consequences. There's city commission elections. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so this is an exciting time in TRC. We have elections coming up on March 3rd, and it's going to be for three of the seats of our five-person city commission. We have two city commissioners, Rolf Heschler and Kathy Clark, who are vacating their seats. And then Commissioner George Zaghetti is up for re-election. So we have 13 candidates that are vying for those three positions. The way that it's done in Sierra County is that they each run for a seat. So in seat two, we have four candidates, Randall Aragon, Ingo Hoppner, Bill Jacka, and Carol Borsello. Seat four is Gina Kelly, Brendan Tully, Bill Fink, and write-in Sophia Perrone. And then seat five, George Zaghetti, Martin Mihal, Ron Fenn, Tony Archuleta, and Amanda Forrester.
And where can they find out more information about these candidates?
Well, the Sierra County Indivisible Group in Tier C just recently held a candidates forum. So for people who are interested in hearing what the candidates had to say, their ideas and vision for our future, they can just check out the Sierra County Indivisible page, because that candidate forum was recorded, and so they can watch it for themselves.
So what are the major issues that they're running for?
The major issues that the candidates spoke about in the forum were infrastructure, transparency, and budget. Not like other communities, Truth or Consequences sometimes has difficulty with these kind of things. Of course, infrastructure across the United States has just been lacking funding for so many years that it is a really big concern in Truth or Consequences. Just recently, they received some money, and later on this year, they're going to be able to replace some of the water lines in the downtown. But with that being said, we still have significant infrastructure, including roads and flooding. So that came up quite a bit. Transparency is always a thing. Everybody loves for their government to be all up front and in the open so that you can really develop trust in your local government. And then the last thing is the budget, of course. There is quite a significant debt-to-income ratio for Truth or Consequences, so that was a concern. And the commissioner candidates all spoke about their ideas about how to develop the local economy so that they don't have to keep taking loans out to pay for the projects that need to get done.
Well, there are a lot of hot springs in Truth or Consequences. And do they require a lot of infrastructure repairs?
One of the things that the hot springs has that recently was repaired in part of town that was really interesting, we created the Healing Waters Plaza a couple years ago, and every hot springs establishment in the downtown has a drain that goes to a ditch that goes to the river and sends the water down this way. And it was really interesting because recently when they dug up that area for the Healing Waters Plaza, they found a pipe that was made out of wood. So that was really interesting. Like, oh my gosh, when did they make pipes out of wood? I mean, it just doesn't even really sound practical at this point. But that was an interesting find. So another way that I think the hot springs affect the infrastructure is it's so mineralized, that water, that it quite often comes up through the ground and it is so close to the surface. Now, there are the wells that are really down deep in the ground, but there are also some that are, you know, within 2 feet of the ground. So with those minerals coming up, I think sometimes it deteriorates things quicker than normal water would.
So another upgrade that's coming up is the Ralph Edwards Park.
It is. The Ralph Edwards Park is the park that our farmers market is held at and our fiesta every year. And this park for a number of years has had some issues. So the city got a New Mexico Clean and Beautiful grant, and this year they're going to be able to start with those upgrades. They've developed a design for the Ralph Edwards Park, and they're going to be putting in irrigation and planting starting this year. It is a multi-phased project, but we're really looking forward to a new and improved Ralph Edwards Park.
And something you have ongoing every Sunday after the Art Hop, held the second Saturday of the month. Tell me about that.
So we have second Saturday Art Hop every month, and then the next morning you have the opportunity to go on a historical walking tour led by Dimmitt Hayes. He's a gentleman that started this. The tour meets at the Geronimo Springs Museum at 211 Main at 8:45 a.m. on the Sunday. And from there, they spend 2 hours walking around the downtown. They talk about the various buildings and some of the history in Truth or Consequences. My favorite piece always is the mural in the downtown post office, which is a great historic piece from 1940. Following that walking tour, there is a program called Coffee with a Legend, and that is held at the Black Cat Books right there on Broadway, and they just take you right there, and you get to hear for about an hour about a person that's been in TRC for a long time. They've held three of these so far, so these are people that have been in TRC for a really long time, and it's really great hearing what Truth or Consequences was like, you know, back in the 40s, back in the 50s, you know, and at different time periods and from different perspectives.
And something else coming up at the end of March is the Rock and Gem Show.
It is. And this is the first time that we have had the Rock and Gem Show. It's being held by the Sierra County Rock and Gem Society. It's going to be on March 28th and 29th at the Civic Center. The Civic Center is located at 400 West 4th Street. On Saturday, it's 9 to 5, and on Sunday, it's 10 to 4. And the group is actually working to expand upon that and maybe do some field trips. It sounds like a really great event. And the best place to find out more information is to search on Facebook, the Sierra County Rock and Gem Society. Admission is free. They're going to be doing door prizes, silent auction, demonstration, and more. They're working right now on actually trying to come up with engaging activities for the kids. So we're excited to have this in Truth or Consequences. I think it's going to be really good this year, and I think it's going to be really great in years to come.
So it seems like it's going to be a large show since you're having it at the Civic Center.
Yeah, it is going to be a large show. They have figured that they can have 50 tables, so they're expecting many vendors.
There's a lot of rock hounds.
There are a lot of rock enthusiasts, rock hounds, and our club is really a strong rock and gem club. Something interesting is they actually have their own claim. And from what they tell me, there's lots of a variety of rocks and minerals found in this claim. And they do field trips there. I think they do one field trip a month. And they go to various places in the area hunting rocks.
A lot of variety that you can find there.
I'm sure that people will be able to see some of the local rocks and gems at the Rock and Gem Show, March 28th and 29th.
And they can find out more about what type of rocks there are in our area in Sierra County as well. What else is happening?
Well, one of the exciting things, there's a little piece of Truth or Consequences coming to Las Cruces. The Truth or Consequences Brewing Company is going to be opening on Loman, right behind Ride On Sports. The address is 2001 East Loman. It's going to be a tap room. The brewing still will be done in Tier C, where the brewery is, and they will transport their products down here. And this business has really been amazing for Truth or Consequences. We have music. People do meetings there. It's just such a fun gathering place for families and friends. And I think that the one in Las Cruces is going to be as good as the one in Truth or Consequences.
And this is going to be happening towards the end of February?
It is, towards the end of February.
We'll have to get back together again and talk more about what's happening in Sierra County. Executive Director of Main Street Truth or Consequences, Linda DiMarino.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.